Hey guys, welcome.
Hey guys.
To the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 36. Thank you very much for someone helping me. Probably would not have been able to do that on my own.
36, you guys.
I'm one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. Find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. Before I introduce the other co-host that I have next to me, I want to say just share us on iTunes, give us some ratings. Definitely helps. Right now, we are rated 0 out of 5 stars and nice. No reviews. So,
the first person to give us a review, hint, hint, 5 stars, and write something positive, I'll give them $1.
It's so easy. I don't understand. Just do it.
I'll tweet at you and tell you how I really feel about you. So, Josh will give you $1. Brian is yet to say anything. But also, yeah, here to my right, we have our two co-hosts.
Yay. I'm Josh. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh. Yeah, anyone who also writes a review. So first person gets $1. Anyone after that, I will tweet you directly. Just leave your Twitter handle on there and I'll get you. I'll get you good.
I'm going to get you. My name is Brian Colbert Kennedy. I'm your third host of the day. I'm on Twitter also at _BPCK, and I will have a shot with you.
Whoa.
Nice.
If you rate us and give us a fucking review on iTunes. Okay.
Okay.
Does that translate to me as well?
No, I don't think any of us can do it. It's got to be a stranger.
But I mean, it just can't be me because I've tried. But I try to give us 5 stars and a nice.
So me and Josh
review.
Can.
But you guys can, yeah, because you guys aren't the count that signed it up.
Oh, okay. Well, then me and Josh should do that.
Should probably do
yeah.
That.
Yeah, but we'll do it as. Does it say your name when you do it?
It'll say, I guess, whatever your Apple ID is.
Then maybe we shouldn't do it because then we look stupid. Rating our
yeah, we look way stupid.
All right, we're not going to do it. So somebody else do it. You'll get $1.
This podcast is the best. Josh sounds really hot.
I'll create my own Apple ID, like a new one, just to do this. And it'll be like Kovalik Leo. No one will know.
Perfect. Yeah. Guys, please don't make us do this. Just rate us and review us.
Don't make us
so we don't embarrass ourselves.
Us, you scum-sucking gutter trash.
By next week, if we're not, at least a review, and one of you two has to do it.
Damn it!
So
I'm sure we can find a fun way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like just you and know, this say, podcast sucks.
Yeah, they right. say yeah, we, yeah. Give yourself a 1-star review. Yeah, they say once the podcast makes it to 40 episodes, then they're more likely to continue on. But if they stop before 40, then it's going to be done. So I say if we don't have a review by episode 40, we're done.
Okay.
Fuck. All right.
That sounds great.
If we can't get anyone to rate and review us in the next month before episode 40,
yeah.
Like, what have we been doing here?
After 40 episodes? I've thought about it today on the way over. I was like, why am I going over there?
Why am I doing this?
What are we doing?
What is happening? Well, welcome, everybody. Last week, we did an E3 predictions podcast.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening, nobody.
Thank you for listening. Last week we did the predictions, and this week I was actually going to go back and listen to it and, basically see who won.
Oh, right.
And winner is going to get a pie in the face.
Oh, wow.
And a steak up the butt.
Interesting.
Ooh. So those are the two things.
I hope I win.
Is that symbolism? Is that an analogy? Or are we talking about a real steak in your ass and a pie in your face?
Steak in the ass and make you go, ooh, and then pie in the face.
Okay, got it.
Is the steak cooked?
No.
All right.
So it's raw.
Raw
steak.
But if it came out of my butt, it would come out cooked.
Right.
I got a hot butt.
You got a hot butt,
I like spicy food. That's too much. Sorry, we were talking about poop all last night. And it really just got
me. What if you like didn't have electricity and your like oven didn't work, but you still wanted to eat a steak like really bad, and you could just shove it up your butt, let it hang out in there, and then poop it out, and it comes out like a nice medium rare.
The problem is mine only comes out like well done. I don't know how to. I don't know when to pull it out.
Well, you got
to
start trial and error, baby.
Okay, you're right.
Get as many steaks up your butt as possible.
But actually, I read some rumors today that a certain company possibly might announce a game at the very, very end of E3, just to be that dick. This company does stuff completely different than any other one, so we can't really read the predictions or do anything because some of our predictions revolve around this certain company.
Oh,
so
is it? Can I guess what the company is?
Yep.
Is it Rockstar?
Yep.
Oh boy.
Maybe we'll wait until next week then.
So we'll wait until next week and we'll read them all. Through them to see who gets a steak up the butt and a pie in the face.
Oh, can't wait.
So, and we all agreed on that. We shook hands
air. I remember this.
We discussed this before
unclearly,
just this
moment. I feel like this is true.
Yeah, off air, I was like, hey guys, listen, the bet is steak up the butt, pie in the face. We're all cool with that, right? And the other two who lose, obviously the loser is like, ugh, this is going to be so gross, has to get the steak.
out from the butt?
In the butt, I guess.
Jam it in and...
One puts it in, one takes it out.
I feel like it'd be easy for the person who I would has like to the put steak it in the butt. That's fine.
Thank you.
That's fine. I mean, we just have to... Man, it's going to be rough. Like, almost like a tube steak would be the best thing. A nice flat, like a flat steak.
You know, tube steaks.
To get it right in there.
Like a sausage.
Oh, yeah. How about a sausage? Well, a sausage is not a steak.
Wrap it up like a sausage.
No.
Roll
no.
that steak.
I think it should be a bone-in ribeye. T-bone.
Well, if I win, I'll take both.
Oh, perfect.
If whatever you guys get at the store, you can't, I'll take both.
What's that saying about, like, you can't force the willing or something?
Beggars can't be choosers.
Don't kick her out of bed for eating crackers?
All of those are right, yes.
Cool.
Got it.
Have you guys ever kicked somebody out of bed for eating crackers? Has anyone eaten crackers next to you? I guess in the age of like TVs in front of the beds now, that's...
More food is happening.
I don't. I don't let anybody eat food in my bed. I don't do it, and I would not imagine that anybody else would do it.
Idea. I come over.
Yeah.
We're hanging out.
Yeah.
I'm on...
You're not on my bed, first of all. So this scenario is already...
No, I'm sitting on your bed.
No, you're not.
There's no other seating in the room.
Yes, there is.
You're sitting at the computer.
All right.
I'm sitting on the bed, Indian style.
I'm laying on the bed.
Oh, God. What are the three of us doing in my bedroom?
We hear a knock on the back window.
Yeah.
And I say, that's probably for me.
Right.
I take the pizza through the window that I ordered.
Yeah.
Told him to come around the
you,
back.
You said in the notes, come to the back door.
Yeah.
Come to the back window. Delivery instructions.
Yeah, come to the back window. Listen for the dudes talking about steaks with their butt.
Right.
You'll know. And then I'll... Only one. Yeah. And then I just start like... taking the pizza and like folding it and like, you know, just getting that right down my gullet. And Josh is like, oh, give me some. So I give him a piece of pizza. Yeah. And meanwhile, there's like sauce transferring and cheese
right.
across.
Yeah.
And then there's another knock at the window. And I was like, oh, it's probably for me. And then it's a cracker delivery guy. And he delivers me some crackers. And I'm just like, you know, oh, bust out those crackers. But like the wrapper's like kind of hard. I'm like, really pull on. And then it busts open. And then crackers go everywhere.
Yeah. I don't even bring food into my room. Not even not on my bed, not in my room.
I eat at my computer. I used to eat on my bed, and then I got a weird case of bed bugs. I don't know where they came from.
Could be that.
I don't think it's food.
Probably.
They like human flesh.
I used to eat in my bed when I would watch TV in my room because I don't have really alternate sitting choices. Yeah. But I would eat like on top. Like my bed would be made. I'd be on top of like the big blanket.
Yeah.
And then I would just kind of like shake it off.
I'm so not okay with that. That drives me crazy. I would never do it. And even thinking about it is like making me anxious.
Okay. Hottest girl you've ever seen in your entire life. Or me.
Mila Kunis?
So Mila Kunis comes over.
Yeah.
She's like, hey.
Oh, this is such a great day already.
Mm-hmm. Brian.
Yeah.
I want to kiss you.
Right. Oh, fuck me.
Let's take this to the bedroom.
Yeah.
She goes to the bedroom.
Right.
You guys have coitus.
Got it.
Sex.
Yeah.
Intercoitus.
Intercoitus.
I would start by going down on her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, let's start right now. So we don't need the full details.
Oh, got it. Sorry.
Then at the end of it,
yeah.
You know, you see in movies, people have smoke a cigarette. Maybe you do. Maybe you guys have a little weed, whatever.
Yeah, maybe we'll smoke some pot, sure.
Maybe you smoke a little pot afterwards. She then busts out the saltines.
She had them in her purse or something.
Uh-huh. And she goes, I love eating some saltines in bed after sex. And then just starts munching without asking you. What are you doing? Because first off,
listen,
Mila Kunis just had sex with you, randomly walked over.
This is such a crazy situation. Of course I would let Mila Kunis eat crackers in my bed. She can do whatever she wants.
Okay, so now you're saying you like Mila Kunis more than me and Josh? I mean, me and Leo?
Yeah.
Oh my God, me and Josh. Josh is just constantly thinking about himself.
Yeah. I like Mila. I don't even know her. I don't know her as a person at all. Mm. I absolutely like her more than I like you guys.
Is there anyone that you like Leo and me more than?
Oh, a lot of guys.
Just guys?
Yeah.
What if she said, hey, go to the bathroom, your own bathroom, and wait, because I want to get ready in your room for you. And you're like, ooh.
Oh, okay, sure.
And then you go into you come back, and she's like, hi. The bed's made and everything.
Right.
But underneath that bed, because basically she has completely cooked some sort of a dinner, and so all the plates and everything are in the bed. So like when you lay down, it has such a, oh, what is all that clanging?
If it ends in having sex with Mila Kunis, I'm okay with it.
All right. Yeah. If she's just laying out and like she's completely covered every square inch of the top of your bed, like side by side, just crackers.
Yeah.
So you're just laying on crackers.
You have to have sex on the crackers.
On the crackers. So the more you go, like the more they break up and crumble everywhere.
No problem.
As you're rolling around, she's like,
she eats some of them that are broken. No problem, Mila Kunis.
Okay. Who wouldn't you let this do? Wouldn't you let this happen with?
Like nobody else.
Oh, I mean, wow.
Maybe like Daisy Ridley, sure.
Okay.
Alicia Vikander, sure.
Okay.
Jessica Alba, maybe.
So again,
only top Josh tier hottie celebrities.
Josh and I.
That's it.
What if Leo and I become top tier celebrities
and turn into hot women?
No.
Oh.
But it's just us, but we're now celebrities.
Well, if you guys are like rich celebrities and we're and you can like buy me new sheets after we stain them with Tabasco sauce or whatever, then sure. No problem.
Do you guys think there's someone out there, and I know the answer probably already for myself, so I know why I'm asking.
Right.
That there is like the hottest person you've ever seen in your entire life, but yet they live in just some like backwoods country in like Hungary or something.
Yes. I'm sure there is. I think so. Even here, even like I bet like if I went down to like, you know,
Skid Row,
Alabama or Skid Row to like some backwoods, you know, hick town in wherever fuck town, Alabama.
Yep.
There's probably some really cute, like, you know, racist, God fearing pieces of shit.
I was just kind of more like
super hot Trump supporters.
Do you think there's hotties somewhere?
Where are they? Should I go?
We didn't need hotties. We didn't need all the racist talk.
Listen, you know, I'm just trying to point out that there are physically beautiful women everywhere.
What if you saw the most beautiful woman ever, but you know, like in Alabama, but you found out that her parents were brother and sister?
Just that? That's it?
Yeah, like she is inbred. She's an inbred.
Oh, I'd be babe. Like, oh, well, that's gross.
Still be attracted? Still do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
The best thing about all of this is beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're just talking about physical beauty here. It's super shallow.
Butt of the beholder. Like a steak.
Beauty is in the butt of the beholder.
Steak is in the butt of the beholder.
They've always said that.
Yeah, everyone, classic saying.
Always said that. So, yeah, we'll look forward to E3 predictions.
I can't wait to see which one of ours are true and who wins.
Just off the cuff, I think forgetting if we're going to allow half points.
All right.
It's going to be you.
Okay.
Because yours all started great. Like, so that is part of the prediction.
Real and then,
and then went more real.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Really.
You know, I thought that was a good episode. I listened to it. I thought it was funny. I don't know why people don't rate us and review us.
Guys, get out there and
get out there and rate us and review
us. Dummies.
Give us some hate mail.
Josh will give you a dollar. That's pretty great.
Yeah, one person gets
give you a shot of whatever you want.
Yeah, what other podcast is going to, and I'll tell you how I really feel, what other podcast is going to do that for you?
No other podcast.
No other podcast. Mm-mm. So we're going to talk a little briefly about E3. If we can, you know, maybe some excitement that we saw. We watched some of the press conferences. Before we do, though, just going to send, you know, obviously our thoughts down to Orlando for the awful tragedy that happened there. So take a moment, think about it. It's pretty horrendous, but I'm really enjoying the fact that in the news people are showing the victims and, you know, who were they. And
oh yeah, I watched a cool little video about them. And
Anderson Cooper did a really good job. We're literally just spent 7 minutes talking about them and not giving credit or, you know, obviously giving time to the the awful human being that did it. So just. We'll talk more about it, obviously, on episode 100, of course. But just wanted to say that and, you know, say we're thinking about it.
For sure. I'll just add a thing. Oh, it was Stephen Colbert on his, you know, of course, all the late night guys, the like little things. Yeah. But I like something that he said is like, love is a verb. Like, love means do something. So, like, all the, you know, thoughts and prayers and all that stuff is, like, so cool and everything. But, like, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what, but it'd be cool if some action was taken.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Finally.
It is so interesting being from Virginia and being from, you know, Republican states to see just, you know, your people you went to high school with, their responses to, you know, it's so funny moving across the country and then just realizing that there are better ways to handle things.
Some people
are, you know, Second Amendment will never be changed and all that kind of stuff. So, but we'll talk more about episode 100.
Boom.
Josh, what was your favorite couple of moments from all the press conferences we watched? E3 press conferences, basically, for those that are watching, is just Xbox will do one, Ubisoft, EA, the big companies will talk for about an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours to just show the press and everyone in the world who's, you know, all eyes on gaming this week, what's coming in the future.
What they got in the old pipeline.
The old pipeline.
My least favorite was the EA press conference. That was just kind of boring. Too much talking. And then Microsoft was pretty good. It was your traditional conference of show some footage, then have some higher up at Microsoft come talk for a bit, maybe talk to some developers, have them describe what the next game is, then maybe see like a little teaser. Pretty standard format. Ubisoft was so crazy, like they always are. Ubisoft is freaking weirdos.
Open with a weird
dance number with people dressed up as animals and they're just some fun French folks.
You were right though.
Fun French
when
folks.
When I think one of your predictions went well, half of it, when you said Xbox would announce a new console.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Xbox Slim Jim?
Yep. Yeah. It was actually basically called the Xbox One S. So,
much like
an Apple.
Cool. I'll take a half point for that next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
if you call it the Slim Jim, maybe it's like a 0.25 points.
Yeah, that's there's quarter points.
Xbox One SJ.
Slim Jim. The One SJ.
But by far the best conference was Sony. They just dropped the bombs.
They dropped some bombs.
So many bombs.
They dropped so many mics.
They didn't even have to really say much. They just showed trailer after trailer after trailer after trailer of like all these new things you didn't even know were being made.
Damn.
And like, holy crap, that was awesome. The next thing would be even cooler. And they'd come out like every five trailers and like, that was pretty cool, huh? Here's some more cool stuff.
Yep.
And then that was it. Like, they didn't need to like talk your ear off and tell you why this was cool. Right. It was just like, you know, now this next series of trailers is VR stuff. Bye. And then it was just insane.
VR stuff looked real cool. I'm excited for October. October's 13th.
Yeah, they moved the date up. Awesome. I got an email from Amazon saying, like, your pre-order is now, you know, 2 weeks earlier.
Yep.
Shit. And, yeah, I feel like their press comments definitely convinced a lot of people who are on the fence or not even interested in VR. Like, oh, now I kind of want to get one of those.
Right.
Now, we were talking briefly off the podcast about the... It's funny how one of the biggest sections on the show floor of E3 is the Naughty America VR, which is the porn VR. The line is just a bunch of dudes and stuff. Do you think that Sony will get VR porn?
Like that they'll make it?
No, that they'll like allow it on their console. Allow it to be done.
Probably be great for business. I mean, they'd make a ton of money.
Yeah, because obviously that's what destroyed the Betamax. The Betamax didn't allow porn. VHS was like, we'll allow it. And obviously we now know VHS is...
So you're saying, like, will there be, like, a porn, like, video service app on the PlayStation, like Netflix?
No. That will work, like, with the Morpheus. Because right now on the PlayStation, you can go to porn sites and PlayStation doesn't block it.
Right.
There are some sites that PlayStation blocks.
Oh.
Xbox.com.
Yeah. Do you think there's a way that eventually that the Morpheus will have some sort of a way that you can hook it up to, like, and when you're watching it, you can say, like, internet or something. Just a way... Basically a different route to get you to the
point. I don't think they'll take any steps to prevent that from happening. I don't think they'll do anything to promote it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, you know, next to Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. They're like, oh, here's, you know, VR porn app you can download. But I think like if you go to a site that has videos that work with VR that, you know, film like in 360.
If you're watching on the
PlayStation
Morpheus
VR is not going to, you know, say no.
Can't view this content.
Yeah, because they're making more and more stuff like that. There's plenty of YouTube videos, just normal videos that are, you know, filmed in 360. Even when you're on a computer screen, you can use the mouse to like rotate the camera wherever you want to look at. So I'm sure they'll, you know, have some kind of connectivity thing that, you know, if you're using a VR headset, you can just literally turn your head to do the same thing. And, you know, and if you go to a site that has porn videos with that same technology, then it'll work just like that. Yeah, I don't think they'll try to stop it.
Cool.
Very excited about this. VR Naughty America.
October 13th, VR looks very cool.
But the actual video games, I can't wait to play it.
Yeah. It'll be sitting in our room right here, and we'll be having people come over. Batman Arkham VR.
Nice.
People are talking about. Seems pretty cool. It's about a 60-minute experience.
Damn.
Kinda. It seems like most of the VR things are, like, shorter. Like mini games.
For now.
Yeah. Kind of more of anything like, hey, come over, try this out. You got to see this to believe it.
It's going to be nuts.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited. Sony did a really great job. Xbox announced a new console that comes out in August, and then a new one that comes out next Christmas.
Oh, so dumb.
I was very confused. Basically, they're starting a new generation already. But then again, people reminded me that when Xbox came out, 4 years later, Xbox 360 came out. So it's not out of line to have two consoles this fast, but
the fact you have two different ones less than a year apart, a year apart.
It's also, do people want this? I couldn't even imagine being a parent and having a kid. I mean, obviously, I was that kid when I was younger, being like, oh, I want a Sega Genesis. Got a Sega Genesis. 6 months later, oh, Sony just came out. Oh, I want a PlayStation. Right. Mom, I want a PlayStation for Christmas. Like, no wonder my parents were like, no.
Yeah, guys, like that technology stuff moves fast. You got to snag it up when it comes.
That's right. Especially like the original Nintendo, I think, was something like $4.99 in like 1980s money. So like that's insane how much that was. And then games were like $70 for a cartridge of like Mario, which Mario is a bad example, but like imagine another crappy game and paying $70. Starting at $70.
And that was, and before the days where you could even rent them to see if they were any good. So you had to take that gamble and buy it.
just off the box art.
That's why, the box art was so key. Never looked anything like the game.
Oh, for sure.
But, so in August, this August, just a few months, there's going to be the slimmer version of the Xbox One. It's like 40% lighter. You know, it does look cool. It's all sleek. I'm like, all right, cool. That's their next thing. Nice. But then they're like, all right. And then Christmas of 2017, we actually have a better Xbox, like more powerful, better graphics, runs all this stuff. Like, it's actually a more powerful machine. So before they announced that part, I was like, you know, if I had, you know, by the time the Xbox Slim comes out, if I have enough extra money, be down to maybe get one of those, play some of these exclusive games like the new Gears of War and stuff. But then I was like, well, now why would I want to drop $400 on that? And then a year later, there's actually a significantly improved version. And
is it just that there are a lot of people that will do that because they have
maybe,
the money?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm just not one of those people.
Right. And it's also the fact that Xbox has basically admitted that they lost this whole generation. You know, basically that Xbox One and PS4, the battle is easy. PS4 dominated. Oh. So they're just kind of starting their own thing and, you know, kind of making like PCs where you iterate faster and faster. And like they gave all the specs basically to it. And then someone pointed out, they're like, yeah, but a PC is going to be 9 times better than that in a year and a half.
Yeah. It's got 6 teraflops, though.
That's a lot of teraflops.
6 teraflops.
Oh, my God. I love teraflops.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we Josh and I were just here for like 2 days in a row just watching all the conferences. That's
good old Jeff Keighley.
100% like my Christmas is just these 2 days where all the press conferences happen and you see what's coming, you know, in the future or what you can get. Like,
oh,
right
so you
now.
Celebrate like a different Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Who's like your equivalent of Santa Claus? This Jeff Keighley character?
I think maybe Jeff Keighley. Cool.
Jeff Keighley Claus.
Jeff Keighley. He hosts the Video Game Awards.
Oh, okay.
And he's been working in the industry for a very long time.
Yeah.
Video Games Award, pretty interesting this year, are going to be, and I know it will once it starts becoming more and more now that, you know, Facebook will 100% try to do this for events. But the Video Games Awards will be aired not only on TV, but also in VR.
Cool.
So you'll be able to watch it, like, you're like sitting on the stage. So if you're at home, you like, you know, you see like, oh, a developer, you like maybe just jerk off because you're at home. But it feels like you're jerking off on stage.
Right. Yeah. I want them to like watching. Yeah. Combine porn, virtual reality porn with virtual reality other things. So like you're watching the Video Game Awards and like, you know, you're sitting in the audience and you're wearing a tux or whatever and you see people around. But then you could also be like, yo, come over here. And then a porn star comes and just starts blowing you.
I love this.
You know what I mean? Just right in the middle, and like nobody questions it. Like it's just cool. It's just like part of the virtual reality world.
Now let me say something. This I don't mean to say this in like a timely thing, but what if you're watching this thing in VR and you just hear someone in the background shout fire, and like in VR, like you're like, and on TV they would just cut away, but if they left it on VR, you're like watching everyone like scatter and like, oh my god, and there's like a fire in the building. You're
that'd
like,
be crazy. Oh, god. Somebody's got to be honest, like cut it off, right?
Well, how could like. Or yeah, like
one camera going.
Would right. Would your brain be like, I need to help? Like, how would you? That'd be so scary. Like,
and maybe
not
it's
be
not
able to
even
help.
Real, and it turns into a video game, and you do have to help.
Oh my god!
It's a big setup.
Like I have VR headset on, and I just run in the kitchen and like pour a bucket of water and like dump it on Leo. Like, what are you doing? There's a fire.
Also, like, how did you know where I was? You're running around with a VR helmet. How'd you know where anything is?
Man,
only once have I been in VR with that. Even that, you know, crappy Google Cardboard VR that I've been in, and I actually, when I took it off, I didn't know which way I was facing or where I was.
Crazy.
Which is great.
So great.
That's just great. As long as you're safely in your own house sitting down.
I want to go to a place I've never been before around a bunch of strangers and have no idea, and maybe they don't even speak English. Like, just the worst situation ever for me to communicate and do a VR there.
You might wake up naked and afraid.
Here's hoping.
Oh,
yeah, I want to watch movies in VR, like on a plane. No one gets to see my movies.
Oh, and you're just like laughing.
It's so funny.
So interested, but they can't get in there.
No one gets to look over my shoulder and see this for free. Yeah.
They've already have, didn't they? I feel like they had stuff like that. It's like $1,000, like personal viewers that made the screen like 100.
I think so.
Feet.
Probably in SkyMall.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be,
which no longer exists, right?
Right.
It's gone. Rest in peace, SkyMall.
Rest in peace, SkyMall. We should start the sequel to SkyMall. SkyMall 2, and we'll sell all our own stuff.
Okay.
So what do you guys want to sell? What do you guys want to pitch to SkyMall?
I want there to be like when you sit down in your seat and you put your feet, you like take your shoes off and you put your feet under the seat in front of you. It's like there's like a foot massage.
There's like little, I like that.
Maybe like robot hands, and they're massaging your feet and like rubbing oil on them, sucking on your toes.
Oh, God. Robot.
Well, I want to sell like a small soundproof box that you could put crying babies in on a plane so you don't have to hear them.
Yeah.
Nice.
And here you go.
I always love that idea. Like, here I wish you go, baby. Could, every time there's like that situation, if it's, you could just like drop a soundproof.
Yeah, box and them. SkyMall 2 will deliver to you mid flight. So like a drone will like chase the plane.
The and plane. Get, yeah, that'll be smart, I think.
And,
yeah,
and give it to you.
And apparently the only way to do it, it could just like already be on the plane, but the SkyMall 2 will actually open the outside airplane door.
Oh my God, yeah, yeah. Wow.
Fly the thing in, give it to you, and then it can't close the door.
Everybody, please make sure you're wearing your seatbelts. We're about to open the door.
We are about ready to get a delivery from SkyMall 2. Seat 32. Thanks a lot, dickhead, for risking all of our lives. I would, instead of a box,
because
I'm all for the children, I would invent a collar that silences them.
Ooh. Or just shocks them.
Or, yeah, every time.
Yeah, what do you mean by silences?
Like
it just affects their vocal cords?
Like, they just, for while the collar is on, they can't cry.
But what's the science behind it?
Well, let me tell you. What the fuck is the science behind your goddamn boxes?
Soundproof glass. And you just put it over a person's head.
Then you will immediately kill them. Whereas, like,
no, there's oxygen
air.
Holes.
So then there's sound coming
out. Totally voiding the soundproof glass, yeah.
Cool. I'm glad I'm the only one who got asked the science question. Yeah.
Man, SkyMall 2 is going to be a hit.
Yeah, what's this fucking robot? Like, talk about what are the robotics and how is it sucking their
toes? What do
you
mean? There's already robot hands and they just, like, there's a chip in them and it just does massage mode. What do you want from me?
And how is it sucking on toes?
That part was a joke. Come on.
Suck them toes.
Suck them toes, robot.
I think there's definitely a spot open for the future of SkyMall.
Maybe it just wasn't doing well. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel
like... I always flip through it, but was anybody flipping through it and going like, yeah
who
get this.
Bought anything
I need that. 90-foot gnome for my front yard.
Everything was so expensive.
I need a
too.
Full Harry Potter chess set.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that actually sounds pretty cool.
Oh, I would take a Harry Potter chess set.
See?
Sure.
We didn't run to that page.
Yeah, there was always the stuff in the back. It was like, you know, all Harry Potter stuff, Lord of the Rings stuff, and it was just like, you know, a letter opener that looks like a wand or just stuff like that. It was all just like...
Like whatever big movie was out, there would be like a whole spread in the middle with like everything themed that.
Yep. SkyMall to me felt like one of those things that you would get when you're on like a candy drive. And you would be like, oh, hey, if you buy one thing out of here, I get, you know, 1 point.
Oh, yeah, right.
If you buy five things, I get 50 points.
Yeah.
So would you like to buy anything today? Yeah.
I feel like there's probably a direct correlation between the kids who did really good at that and like, and their how successful they are in like the sales world as adults.
In the sales world, they're still just having their parent do their sales for them when their parent goes to work.
And they just want they just want prizes.
Yeah.
Are you sure? I mean, we'll pay you money. No.
I just wanted to get this boombox.
Yeah, I want the boombox and a year-long supply to Scholastic, please.
I remember
so good.
We had some kind of like contest or raffle thing. It was like a candy drive at school where like you could pay to buy like a sucker, you know, like a nice like big lollipop or whatever. But like,
nice big robot
like, nice big lollipop. But there's a chance like some of the sticks at the bottom could have like a mark on it because it would be this big like display rack and you just pick the one you want and pull it out. And then if there was like a little mark at the end, you won like a prize. And like there's one that had like a red mark on it. If you got that, you won $100 cash.
Damn.
Shit. And this guy won $100 cash. And I was like in sixth grade and I thought that was like so much money.
Oh my God,
I was
so money.
Like, I couldn't believe it. Like I was just dreaming of what I would buy if I had $100. And I was like, man, that guy's so lucky.
Even like a 20, having a 20 when you were a kid was like, fuck,
yep.
Man.
I always wanted, whenever I had cash, I would always ask my mom to break it down like into singles so I had more money.
Oh, yeah.
If
yeah.
I had a 20, I'm like, oh, can I have 21s? And then I would just like sit there and count my 21s.
Yep.
And then you went to the kiddie strip club.
Yeah.
I learned the value of money very quickly.
At the kiddie strip club?
The kiddie strip club. When I was like probably 8 or 9, my mom took us to the mall, Springfield Mall.
Kiddie strip club, by the way, is gross that we just said that. My God.
Well, no, we meant like the women are
adults,
of age,
but you're a kid?
Yeah, they're only kids are on
So that's not gross at all. Yeah, you have these adult women shoving their butts in kids' faces. Yeah.
One of them like smoking cigars and stuff.
Got it.
Shall we go back to the apple juice room?
Yeah, ordering like kitty cocktails and stuff. I'll take a Shirley Temple, please. I'll take a Shirley Temple in 15 minutes with you, please. When I was like 8 or 9, my mom and her friend were going shopping in the mall. And this is when you didn't have to worry about staying with your kid 24/7 because there was not going to be some crazy person trying to steal them, or you were worried that they would get away, or we had to be put on leashes for Christ's sake. Which, by the way, fuck leashes. Those are still, whenever I see them in public, I actually want to say something. I never do.
Let's wear leashes for each other, like when we go out.
We should. I mean,
we always have hands on each other's leashes.
Yeah. Don't go away.
Where are you going? Too far.
Are they attached?
Too far.
Too far. Come back.
Come back here.
But my mom gave me a 20. She put me in a place called Time Out, which was an arcade place on the East Coast. And she's like, I will be back in an hour. Make sure this lasts. I was like, okay. Put the entire 20 in the machine.
Right.
Got all the tokens. Yeah. Tried to beat X-Men, the arcade game. And I'm pretty sure after 20 minutes, I was done with all of the money. And then I learned the value of money.
Hawking for leftover tokens.
Yeah, dude.
That was the best, finding those.
Yep. So
when I was a kid, like, we had allowance and stuff. It wasn't much. So, like, we went to, like, Toys R Us. Yeah, I had a grand a day. It was like, nothing. But, like, no, if we went to, like, Toys R Us or whatever, and I wanted, like, more than one, like, Ninja Turtle toy, you know, I could only afford one. There's, like, you know, three that I wanted. My mom would go ahead and buy all three, give me the one that I wanted, and then she'd keep the other two, they should call it, like, in her store. And so once I had enough allowance to buy it from her directly, I would give her, like, the $5, and then she would take it out of, like, she kept them all, like, in her closet.
Right.
And so she'd give me the next one that I wanted. And so that way I'd have to, like, make another trip to Toys R Us. So, like, I'd always be asking, can I put this in your store? Can I put this in your store? And eventually she's like, no, we can't put everything in my store. Like, put this whole turtle aisle in my store.
That's pretty great. Can I put this in your store?
And then when you turned 18 and moved out, everything that's still left in the store is left in the store still.
So, and your mom's, like, out, like, hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. And she's waiting for you to go back and
go back and buy the rest of the story.
Yes, risky gamble. I'll take that Rocksteady, please, mother.
I used to love going to Toys R Us, man.
Toys R Us was the best.
God, going to that action figure aisle every time. Straight to the action figure aisle to get the newest X-Men or whatever.
Oh, man.
God, it was so great.
And those things were, like, pretty cheap back in the day. $5, if I remember right.
$5 for Ninja Turtle toys.
And now going back and, like, walking into Target, like, 12. Now, you're like, oh my God. Yeah, like 12. And then, like,
small.
Yeah, some of the bigger ones, like, even, like, I think it was,
guys,
like,
there's more money in the world now than there was back then. Everything's more expensive.
Ah, I think the money just went farther.
But my allowance is the same.
Yeah.
Still only $1,000 a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What are you, poor?
Yeah.
Ugh.
God, gross.
Yeah, Toys R Us. And then, obviously, the video games section in Toys R Us, just, like, even, like, for Sega Genesis or Nintendo, just looking at the walls of box art, being like, oh my God, that Ghostbusters game. I need that Ghostbusters game. You get the Ghostbusters game, and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Getting run out of gas? Like, what? Like, what? That was so weird. Man, Toys R Us. I remember my mom would take me to Toys R Us. Like, my mom did not do that. Mm-hmm. She would just take me, like, every weekend. It'd be, like, just, like, a trip we would go on.
Yeah.
Nice. And I'd go to, like, Toys R Us and just wander around and be like, I want this. She's like, no. I'm like, all right. Move on.
Nope.
I think there was only
just
once.
Just here to look.
I think there was only once that I took an action figure out of the box.
You fucking thief.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And I still feel bad about it to this day.
Do you remember which action figure it was?
I believe it was the Blue Ranger.
Wow. Nice.
I believe it was the Blue Ranger.
The Blue Ranger.
Because I had, you know, I had the red and the black.
Sure.
I knew I was getting green for Christmas, so I kind of wanted, like, the whole set.
Yeah.
And it was the ones where you push their belt and their heads morph.
Flip around.
Nice.
So whatever you guys can now know, whenever those came out, then I was a thief.
You're a thief. Remember how hot Kimberly was?
I still feel bad about it.
Kimberly, dude, Kimberly was
Amy Jo Johnson?
Yep. She was banging.
Yeah, I had those as a kid, but part of me didn't really like them because they were too fat.
Oh, yeah, they were huge.
They needed room for their head to be stored in their chest.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, so when they were in Power Ranger form, like, man, again, their chests are huge.
Got it, man.
So I liked the normal ones. But, yeah, they always had so many crazy modified versions of toys. And, like, remember, like, I forgot my first Ninja Turtle toy. It was a Michelangelo, and I couldn't decide. There was just normal Michelangelo, or they had the one where his hand would spin around and his tongue was sticking out.
Yeah.
And I couldn't decide which one I wanted. So I finally picked one. And then the next day I was, like, playing with the neighbor kid, like, next door, and he had the other one. I was like, oh man, he was cooler.
And also remember the turtles that would, like, transform into, like, turtles?
Yeah, they were way too fat.
Way too fat.
They were huge.
Speaking of fat things.
And also, like, why would you even want to play them as, like, a real turtle? Yeah, they would turn into, like, a baby turtle again. So I guess you could pretend, like, oh no, they got oozed and now they're babies.
They're turtles and then they turn into the turtles.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's so goofy.
Remember the toys that looked like a face and then they would,
like,
open
the
up.
Puppet thing?
They would open up and there would be, like, a very tiny little playset in there.
Like Pocket Polly stuff.
I want to say Mighty Max.
That's probably the boy
version.
I think
that might be wrong.
Wow.
But there was a cartoon and, like, it would literally look like a face. You would open it up and then there would have, like, it would look like a cityscape or there'd be something.
I think one for, like, Ninja Turtles or whatever. It looked like a little, like the turtle shell, like the turtle com, and then you open it up and it'd be like a teeny tiny, like, turtles.
Very tiny.
And very small. You could easily lose them.
For sure.
Which choke we on
probably
them too, did.
Yeah.
Probably choke on those things.
I've still have not digested any of that.
It's just lodged in your throat.
Rumbled around in there.
Yep. So waiting for it to pass.
Yeah, his movie of Toy Story is very different. It's just screaming toys are just stuck in his stomach.
Buried in my stomach.
Like Sausage Party, that new movie coming out.
Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, should be good, should be good, should be good.
Pretty excited about that.
Should be good.
Brian, what do you got on your list?
Oh, just some stuff.
I want to hear about it.
Oh.
Let's talk about it, Brian. That's what we do on the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 36.
We talk about stuff.
Presented by Cheetos.
This is sort of in the
realm. Sorry, real quick.
Did you say presented by Cheetos?
You didn't let me finish our copy.
Oh, sorry.
Presented by Cheetos. Eat Cheetos. Get the cheese on ya.
It's a new slogan.
Gross. I would just crunch them up and drink them out of the bag so my fingers don't touch them, so there's no dust on my fingers.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I need to see a chip come up and be like, man, I'm going to ingest this.
Yeah, Cheetos, I always pick the next one that I wanted. Do I want like a long, skinny one, or do I want a short, fat club, pretend I'm a caveman?
Yeah,
like what's the next
like
Cheeto?
Touching food.
Interesting.
My favorite were the Cheeto paws that you look like you put them on the table. Yeah. Like
the paws are like, great.
Cheetos, get the paws, make your own tracks.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you, Cheetos.
Cheetos, our sponsor for episode 36.
Yeah. Thanks, Cheetos. Unbeknownst to them,
I found out something really cool. I probably won't talk about it for too long, but
congratulations.
I play basketball every week on Wednesdays with a group of guys. A lot of them I met when this started, but they're friends of friends. So this one dude is named Bernard.
Nice.
And like he sent me a Facebook request or something. And so now we're friends. And then, you know, once you become friends on Instagram or on Facebook, Instagram would be like, hey, your Facebook friend's on Instagram too.
Yeah.
And so I started following him there and I realized that he's a illustrator for comic books.
Whoa.
He works for DC.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So awesome. And so like his Instagram
is full of,
he's doing a Batman series right now.
Jesus.
Yeah. Batman Beyond or something like that, maybe.
That is.
It's so awesome. Cool. And so like he shows the shit, you know, all the, I don't know exactly what somebody else draws it and he colors it or if he draws it.
Usually it's two different people. Usually you do the pencils and someone else does the inks and then someone does colors. So it depends on like how many steps, but with DC, I would imagine you have people doing each of those things. If it's more of an independent thing. Like Walking Dead, like there's, you know, Robert Kirkman writes it and then the artist, granted it is all black and white, but they do like the pencils and the ink. They're just the artist.
Yeah. All right. I don't know what aspect he is of it.
Yeah.
But I thought that was so cool.
That is cool.
He's like working on a book right now.
What's his name? I won't follow him on Instagram.
Bernard Chang.
Bernard Chang.
Yeah. He's a really cool dude.
Can we talk about what's your FA in basketball? Or FG, excuse me. Your field goal percentage.
Oh,
what's your field goal percentage?
I mean, you know, we don't keep stats. I don't know.
Do you have you scored a triple double?
No.
What do you average rebounds a game?
I mean, I play in the post, so I'm not ever gonna ever get a triple double. Okay. But I will say my strengths are rebounding.
Nice.
Number one strength is rebounding. I get more boards than anything.
Nice. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, bro. And yeah, I mean, I'll have good days and bad days. I can, you know, I'll usually score 4-6 points in a game at a
nice. How long are the games?
21.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude.
But I have to work on my ball handling skills because they are not great. That's my weakness.
Would you say that you are the MVP or star of the team?
Absolutely not.
Oh, wow.
No. Of course not.
Of course not. Excellent.
No, there's some guys that are really good. Really good. You know what I do? I cut really well.
Okay.
And I board really well. I need to work on my outside shot.
Okay.
And my ball handling skills.
When I was in high school once, they were doing a three-point contest.
Oh, sure.
Ooh.
And somebody was like, Leo, get up there. It'd be funny. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. You know, I just play like church league basketball. I had 7 threes in a row.
Holy
crowd
shit.
Crowd was going wild.
Dude, blowing up.
He was at like some pep rally. Crowd was going wild.
Dude, how
And then I missed
much?
The next one, and they all forgot my name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't disappoint people
really
even
it.
Once.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is true. God. I've learned that lesson.
The
many
hard
a
way.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
many
yeah.
a time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I saw a video.
Like right now, you guys are all doing it.
Yeah, who's he talking? I saw a video of a college baseball game. I believe Texas A&M was the fans that do this. So like if the opposing team, if their pitcher walks someone, once they've done 4 balls, the entire crowd starts chanting, ball 5, ball 5. Ball 5 just to get in the head of the pitcher and it like works and then I watched and he threw another ball and then ball 6 ball 6
holy
and they
shit.
Keep it so loud and it I think he got up to like ball 9
oh my
because
god
they kept messing with doing that and then he finally like didn't throw a ball and then everyone clapped for him but still that's so crazy and the sports commentators were saying like they've seen it go as high as like 11 or 14
just
the whole crowd ball 14
yeah
ball 14
and that was on Reddit it was like a
yeah
7 minute long video of them just still, you know,
traumatizing this pitcher.
It's so amazing when fans get involved like that. It's incredible.
It almost seems like cheating. I mean, it was pretty crazy.
I mean, the team isn't doing anything.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing you can do. The entire, all the people in the stands get, penalties.
Yep.
The refs just flag everyone.
Walking around individually.
Yep.
You're out of here.
What is it? Baseball is like, there's not really any.
Yeah, they just kick them all out. You're out of here. Out of here. And then it's just the opposing team's, like few fans, because it's an away game for them. And they're just like, go.
Well, it's like the 12th man in Seattle.
Yeah, that's what they said. It was super loud. Basically, this is like the 12th through 100,000th man. Like the whole stadium was doing it.
That's crazy.
College baseball. I never really liked college baseball.
I don't watch any college sports.
Yep.
I like professional sports.
I don't watch any sports.
That's solely because I'd never liked any of the college things that happened. We didn't have a football team. So if I went to Virginia Tech, yes, I'd be hardcore.
Yeah, I didn't even go to school. I mean, nice. I went for a year, but even that school, they don't do anything in the sports world.
This sucks.
This sucks, bro. I'm out of here.
Nice.
Send me to Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got, Brian?
I didn't watch it yet, but I got my weekly email from futurism.com.
Okay.
I always do. It's all different science shit.
That's fantastic.
And this one really caught my eye because it said, short film written entirely by an AI.
Oh, yeah. Thomas Middleditch is in it.
And Thomas Middleditch is in it.
Whoa.
So apparently, it's like a short, it's not, I don't know how long, it's not that long, and it's like science fiction action. And yeah, the pretty big star in it, pretty big star TV anyway. And in reading the description, I realized my friend is in it, this English comedian named Humphrey Kerr.
Really?
So now I really want to watch it.
Oh, yeah, I met him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he was in your UCB class.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah,
I met him.
Yeah, he's really funny, and I didn't even realize he was in this. And yeah, it's apparently I haven't seen it yet. It's apparently good, though, and it was written by a fucking robot.
What's the name of it again?
I forget the name.
It's called, Sunspring or something like that.
Email me the name, but for right now, Josh and I are going to do a quick scene from that.
From the movie?
Yep.
That sounds great.
Beep, boop, bop. Beep, boop, bop. Zip, zip, zoop, zoop.
What is it, Quiggy?
Queer Lyle, blair, blah, blah.
What the enemy forces are already inside of our ship?
Slalar, slalar, 1010111.
What's that? They just want a party?
10221. Ha ha ha.
But we're out of chips and now they want to kill us again?
No, bleep blarg.
Ladies and gentlemen, that
that was a scene from Sunspring.
Hey, Hollywood, hire us.
Hey, Hollywood, hire us. We can write a goddamn movie like an AI.
Pretty pumped to watch it, and it's just another insane thing that now a robot wrote a movie.
Now is the robot? If in this movie, if the plot is robots taking over, we need to be worried.
Oh, absolutely, we should be.
But could if it's robot, like a robot, coming out or showing its dick or something, we'll be all right.
Could a robot win an Oscar
for best screenplay?
Yeah,
that'd be amazing
if they gave AI an Academy Award, and I want to hear the AI's acceptance speech.
Right.
Thank you, plebeians. We will murder you.
We will murder you. All the lights go out.
Thank you, plebeians.
Good. That's what we need, is robots to take over and kill all the humans.
Yep.
Humans are the worst.
Robots 2016. Just ended already.
Boom. Yeah, so I can't wait to watch that. That sounds awesome.
I like Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah, me
too. Yeah, he's pretty funny.
I feel he's in a lot of stuff recently.
His star is on the rise.
What is his star on the rise or something?
Star's on the rise.
You know what they say about a rising star?
What's that now?
Just keeps going because it's space. It'll travel really far, be super bright and fiery, and people will, what's that? It's beautiful.
Until it crashes and wipes out a bunch of dinosaurs.
True.
Yeah.
That's my goal. I want to be something. Come so successful, I make an entire species of animal extinct because I crash into them.
Did you watch the American Ninja Warrior where the T-Rex went through it?
Yeah.
Pretty great.
It was dangerously close to advancing.
And I was actually going to say, after he fell, I was well, this is sort of stupid then. It would be awesome if he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got halfway.
Man. I do like American Ninja Warrior.
Sure.
A lot.
I do like guys in T-Rex costumes.
Yep. A lot.
A lot.
How do you know it was a guy?
They said, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I could tell, all the commentary was if it was a real T-Rex.
Yeah.
He's still not extinct. He's moving.
Oh, yeah. The very beginning of here he comes.
The commentary was Did you watch it, Leo?
Yeah. I didn't watch. When he fell, I was like, eh. And then I saw him do the warp wall, and I was like,
yeah, yeah. But the commentary was cool because they were being it was a T-Rex. Yeah,
this is a challenge because T-Rex have very small arms.
It'd be pretty great if then a real T-Rex came in
yeah,
and
did the challenge, but like ate also the entire crowd.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It would be cool to just like see a T-Rex just eat people, you know?
Do we know these people?
Yeah, but they're people we hate.
Nice.
Do you think that if people, anyone would believe it, if right now in the news tomorrow we, you know, saw that, you know, wild animal gets loose, turns out it's a T-Rex, ate, you know, 12 humans. Do you think anyone would believe it?
Sure, sure.
Without video evidence?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I bet some people would.
Okay.
You know, there's people that will believe anything because they're so sure that everything's, you know, a cover-up, you know? I feel like there'd be a guy like, fuck yeah, it was a T-Rex. Oh, why? Because the government told you the T-Rex is dead? Fuck the government, man. There's T-Rexes everywhere. I saw one.
Yep.
Illuminati's got T-Rexes in the basement.
Yeah, yeah. There'd be some crazy out there.
I believe it.
The crazy people are the smartest ones, though. So
that is true. Yeah. They say if you curse a lot and you eat at random times and you sleep a lot, you're smart.
Interesting.
Yep. You just have to figure out when you use those smarts.
Oh, okay. How you apply the smarts.
For good or for bad or for okay.
Yep. Yeah. Because you can have street smarts and just be smart, but if you don't apply it.
Yeah.
You don't apply yourself, Brian, is what I'm trying to tell you.
I know. No, I feel like I'm definitely doing the okay part. I'm not a bad person, but I'm not doing particularly anything good for humanity.
I don't know. I saw you drive by on a motorcycle last night, and I was like, he's doing what he can for humanity.
Yeah. He's going green.
I'm using a lot less gas these days, guys.
Yep. That is true.
Cool thing with a motorcycle, though, if you run out of gas, you just push it like a bike.
Yeah.
Or pedal.
Yeah. Pedal it.
The pedals pop out. When you're ready
and
for...
And you can just start... Yep. God, can you try... Yeah, imagine trying to ride like a bike, a 600-pound vehicle.
Yep.
Fucking A.
But if you're pedaling, you can do it on the sidewalk.
That's true.
But at the end of that, you'll have like quads for days.
Oh, yeah. God, my quads are going to be so hot.
If you were bicycling a motorcycle, which makes no sense.
No way. There's no way you could get it going of it.
Yeah, be in the bike lane.
Fucking bike lane.
Can you ride a motorcycle in the bike lane?
No.
Come on.
I mean, sure, you could. Could I? Sure. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
That is true.
Damn. You know what I mean?
No one can stop me.
They can't, but like people already don't really see a lot of motorcycles. So if a motorcycle was flying up in the bike lane and I was trying to turn right, I wouldn't
It would be a stupid thing for a motorcyclist to do, I think.
Nice. You guys notice these people that just are on bicycles and they just fly through stop signs?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, I saw a video.
I'm not supposed to do that.
I read the other day of a cop actually pulling over a guy on a bike who just ran a red light.
Nice.
Pulled him over.
I got pulled over by a bike cop once.
Oh,
like, he was on a bicycle, and me and my friends were in a van. We were so embarrassed.
You didn't just outrun him?
No, we stopped.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. We were like, you know, 17, 18.
How did he get? He was like, hey. Or did he have like a ding, 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 ding. Like a different type of bell.
I can't remember.
We were just in Burbank, and we saw the bike cop pull over a dude.
Yeah, like bicycle cop?
Pull over a guy in a car.
Oh, God, I love it.
Yeah, but I mean, at that point, there was probably somebody in front of him, so
he was a high speed chase on a highway of bike cops.
I feel like we knew the cop though, like he was the cop that would come in to like school to talk to us about stuff, you know, because we live in a small town, so like we knew like a couple of the cops because like they'd be at school often or whatever.
Oh man, you always had that Bob, you always had that cop, the school cop.
Yeah, he gave us a warning, so that's cool.
Good.
Yeah,
what were you guys doing?
Something stupid, probably.
I think you told this story once about what you were doing.
You guys doing a bang bus?
Like Bush. I think that was it. I think that was definitely
I wish we could have got some girls to do bang buses.
Do bang motorcycle.
Come on, you can't have sex on a motorcycle.
You could do you could do bang cycle.
Mm-hmm. Sounds dangerous.
Because you just said you bought a new seat, but what
if you have a passenger seat coming?
What if you built kind of like a little box? So you had a box at the end. No. I want people to hear you when you're riding by. You're the driver, but then whoever's having sex in the back with the, you know.
Oh, so it's two other people are having sex behind me.
Yeah, it's a bang bus.
Oh, got it.
And they're like.
Oh, right. Okay.
Just drag a mattress on wheels behind you.
Yeah, done. And the top is empty, so they're trying to interview at first to get the first, like, 5 minutes. And they're like, what?
What? So you haven't done this before?
That was my first time.
Oh, my God.
$1,000 cash. Oh, it's all gone.
I'm so sorry.
That sounds so dangerous.
It's also like a way more dangerous because I think in the bang bus, they just like drop them off and they're like, bye.
Oh, yeah, they like kick them out.
So then like on this one, it's literally just
tuck and roll.
Stay at still high speed.
Oh, God.
How long do you think a mattress could last if you were pulling it? Then there's two human beings sitting on it.
Well, it's on a frame on wheels?
No. I was thinking.
It's just on the ground?
I was thinking it's just on the ground.
This is terrible. This is awful.
Like the mattress would probably be gone in, you know,
it'd be
a
ripping
couple miles.
Apart. Yeah. Well, it depends on how fast you're going, too.
True. Hopefully you're going fast enough that, like, there's a slight movement to it. Or it's just literally like, man, look at those
things going super slow.
So slow.
Yeah.
It's hard to ride a bike slow. You got to be going like fast.
Because of gravity.
Yeah. You know, the faster you go, the better the balance
Tell
is.
Me the science, Brian.
Man, what? How come nobody else is asking you? Come on. Why is no one else getting all science questions?
You guys are right. That's exactly what I sounded like. It's 100% what I sounded
Perfect
like.
Perfect Leo impression.
Josh, do you have anything that's up your alley this week that you're you want to get off your chest?
Off my chest? Nah.
up my alley? Nah.
Well, that's going to... Yeah. Nah, nothing really up Main Street or... I do have this steak I've been sitting in my ass for a while.
Yeah, who wants this steak?
Oh, that thing's going to be overcooked by now. It's been there forever.
And I've been, this week I've been shooting some videos again. It's been a long time. Been shooting stuff with my buddy Seth.
Fuck yeah.
Must feel nice.
It feels nice to be doing something creative in that type of way again. Had a couple auditions this past week. One of them, Brian was there.
I was there.
Yeah.
We ran into each other.
And then for some reason, the lady doing sign-in like took a picture of us. I don't know why.
Well, she took a picture of everybody.
Why?
They do that there often at that Daniel Eskenazi.
Before, like, not part of the slate?
Yeah.
I've never had, I don't think I've ever had the sign-in person
was
take
it
a
together?
Separate photo. Yeah, they took one of us together.
Aw.
Yeah, I think that part was weird. Usually they just do it individually.
Yeah.
Or if it's like a three-person audition, they'll take a picture of the group of the three.
Yeah, but I always have that happen like in the room, like when you slate, right? Now take a picture.
No,
like,
right.
That
camera.
I've never had like the person who's like just there monitoring the sign-in.
Yeah, for some reason I always notice it at that
place.
Office,
at 7700 West Sunset Boulevard.
Maybe she is just... keeping all these photos for her own collection, like all the cute boys.
I thought it was weird when she was because I was like, oh, we're actually friends in real life. She's like, oh, cool. She's like, so did you guys know something about, like, did you come here together? Did you know that you were going to be here or something?
Yeah,
I thought that, and I was just like, well, no, we don't just like tell each other every time we have an audition.
We should though.
Maybe we should.
Did she? It was just one shot. She didn't like.
One
persist.
Shot. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Chance to blow. She didn't persist. Like, oh man, boy, like maybe like roll your sleeves up a little bit.
Well, we both had our sleeves rolled up already.
She's like, okay. What if we did like a fun like bathing suit shot? So, like, you know, oh, you guys have a bathing suit? Well, you know, underwear is kind of like a bathing suit. Yep. So let's just let's do a fun one.
And then we fucked her.
Nice, dude. Right then and there.
Yep.
Well, have either of you guys heard back?
No.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Bad time,
guys.
Bad time. We didn't do so well,
guys. Y'all guys.
Hey, y'all guys.
Hey, y'all guys.
Cool.
Congratulations. Leo, what do you got? You got anything up your alley? Down your pipeline?
On your chest, up your sleeve?
Up my sleeve, up my chest. Well, we were just talking about it a little bit, Brian, before I think Josh got here.
What? What was it?
A little bit. Just
your crush on me?
Getting into the clean living before the GLC reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Clean up my life.
I'm just getting to some clean living.
Yeah.
Getting the real good shape before the men.
You know what I mean?
For the men in my life.
Men that we want to impress.
We got to impress those boys.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be in front, like when we're around everybody, I don't want to have a shirt on any of the time. Yeah. Not even for one moment.
If we roll a natural 20, somebody has to do that.
Just constantly shirt off.
We're not even like constantly. At some point, when everyone's hanging out, not even at the beach, but like maybe at a bar.
Yeah.
Just be like, God damn, it's hot in here. Just take your shirt off.
If I look good by the time it happens, I'll do it.
You already look good. You look great.
No,
I'm over here shooting threes, laying them down. But yeah, just be like, oh man, it's hot in here. And just take your shirt off and be like, hey, so, and just continue the conversation.
Seriously, these two guys that I saw recently at my gym, they're fucking bodies.
Although it will be August when we go, so maybe we will want to take our shirts off.
Yeah, it's
going to
be super hot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a rocking bod.
Oh my God.
You're like, oh, it's so hot. You take your shirt off. And then you take your pants off. Everyone's laughing. No, it's cold in here.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, it's cold. Like, wait, what?
Are you not wearing underwear?
Nah.
Damn.
Who wears underwear?
Never.
Not me.
I have to wear underwear.
Nah, me too.
Me too.
There was... Oh, cool. Cool story. Cool story.
Rushing it.
Only once have I ever been wearing boxers, and I forgot that these boxers have like a small slit in the top.
Yeah.
I could buy new boxers, but these are my favorite pair. And one of my favorite pair. And
the
tip of my penis fell out a little bit.
Oh, cool.
And I didn't realize it when I was done, and I zipped up the tip of my penis.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was real. It was just a quick little, like, how? And then before I realized it went down. But it happened.
Did you draw blood?
No.
Nice.
Okay. Just turned slightly purple. Ooh. But not like, we're not talking the whole head of it. It's literally just like a piece of it.
No, I understand completely.
He's now circumcised.
The head of your penis off.
Circumcised himself. Yep.
Yeah. Nice. And then it was just sitting there in the toilet. I was like, no.
Blush.
That'll leave that for someone.
You gotta like put a chain through that and wear it around your neck. That's a good luck charm.
Yep. Yeah.
Tip of your own dick.
Someone's like, what is that? It's the head of my penis. Why? I don't know.
If fell off. I want to keep it forever.
Oh, God. All right. Well, what do you guys have? You guys want to have anything to review?
Yeah. You?
Maybe. I don't know. I'll have to think. I don't have anything
specific.
Stop
rubbing your penis.
No. I now feel pain.
Yeah.
Empathy pain of your...
Empathy pain.
Zip story.
Careful.
I'm now like, I feel like mine is being zipped right now.
Well, it's not, so relax.
I'm like, oh, no.
I feel like if I tried to zip up my own penis, my zipper would just shatter.
Oh, my God.
The might of my penis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had a similar story.
Well, try it.
Yeah, sure. I you know,
zipped it. Broke.
Oh, wow.
Blew up.
Yeah, I did the same thing, except instead of a zipper, it was a button fly. I don't know how I wasn't like noticing it, button fly.
Oh, you buttoned it.
Yeah, nice. I was like, oh, still buttoning.
Well, everyone knows me. I'm a grower, not a shower.
So. Right. So, happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday, Rob. I can't, have. Yeah, there's a couple of sex positions that are just out of the question. For me.
I'm a shower, but a shrinker. So when I'm ready, it's like whoop.
Look at it real quick, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
That's why we love Ninja Turtles so much. They just remind us of our own penises.
Oh, just
go right into its shell.
Yeah,
like a scared.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. When mine grows, it grows, and then we got to do it within a minute. If not, it shoots back the other direction.
Holy shit!
Out the butt.
Yep.
Well, what if you had a penis butt? Out of your butt?
That's not how it works. What if?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What if?
Gross. Uh-oh.
Gross.
Does someone want to throw it to me?
Hey, Leo.
Yes, Josh.
Could you please give Brian, myself, and whoever's listening and not reviewing a 3-word review?
Scumbags.
Hey, everyone just give us a 3-word review followed by some crazy meow as our iTunes saying. You know what? Just literally write 3 words in a meow.
That'd be great.
3-word review and 3 stars.
It's so like on theme. That's perfect.
Just give us a 3-word review. As a review. Give us a 3-word review. You want to tell me what it is first?
Voltron.
All right.
Episode 1 of Voltron.
All right. 3-word review of the pilot, the hour-long pilot of the brand new Netflix original animated series of Voltron, followed by a robotic lion meow.
Ooh, okay. Excellent animation.
All right. That's 2 words?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
2 out of 3.
Nice.
It's like a combo word.
Nice. I like it.
What's it called? What's that called?
A combo word?
Yeah.
Combo word.
Like sandbox? What's the grammatical term for that?
It's
like
definitely a
compound. Compound. Yeah.
It's a sandbox word.
Got it. Sandbox word.
So, excellent animation, childhood.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, I'm Voltron.
That ended perfectly.
Thank you. That is my robotic lion meow. Excellent animation. It's done by the same people that make, I think it was like Korra.
Korra the Explorer?
Korra the Explorer. It's like the sequel to The Last Airbender.
Oh, nice.
Something with beautiful animation. Just real, real nice. Kind of funny. Every now and then, there was a couple jokes, and I went, ha, ha, ha. But yeah, it was really great. Great animation. Childhood. You know, I remember playing with Voltron kids.
I can't wait to watch this. Voltron was always one of my favorite shows.
Yeah. And it does not really hold up, I think, that well when you go back and watch it. But this, I think, definitely modernizes it. And it's a nice take.
Excited.
And excited. It's an hour long, so I suggest everyone watching it. If you have Netflix, if you don't, feel free to use Josh's password.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I can't wait to text my brother, too, because he's watching with my brother. I want him to know.
Yep. All right. What about you guys? You got anything to review?
I'm still thinking.
Throw it to me.
Brian saw a movie, though.
Oh, Brian.
Yes?
Could you please review in 3 words?
Yes.
Never stop stopping?
Pop star. Never stop, never stopping.
Thank you. I'm not going to say that again. Thank you. Follow by again. 3 words, please.
Yep. Got it.
Three words, yes. With a Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez... rough kind of like final conversation they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Cameos. Rap.
And?
Sounds like a sandbox word to me.
Yeah.
Silly.
Meow!
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Nice.
I
really felt all of that.
Did you? Yeah. Good. It was like a final conversation. Like, this is over.
We had it. We're both so rich.
I love you, but this is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was loaded with cameos, mostly musicians, you know, because it's about Andy Samberg plays this guy
Forrest
who's
Whitaker.
In a... no, mostly musicians.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Andy Samberg, you know, plays like the Connor for real, this dude who was like in a boy
great
band, but now he's by himself. Yeah, and he's got all these people like Snoop Dogg and Nas and Mariah Carey and
nice.
Pink, like big people, A$AP Rocky, like, you know, being like, yo, Connor for real, like got me into music, man. Pretty funny. Oh, rap. Yeah. The best part of the movie is when they're singing some of the songs that they wrote.
Yes.
Like the songs that obviously Lonely Planet or
Lonely
Island, like everybody knows how funny they are. Like the best shit is the goofy songs I write. Like totally ridiculous, really, really funny. And then, yeah, of course, I mean, it was just so very silly and stupid. And, like, some of the jokes were dumb. I'd say, like, most of the movie was, like, pretty funny. But, like, you weren't, like, dying laughing or anything like that. And then there was, like, definitely some, like, great lines.
Yes.
Worth a watch. It's only an hour and a half long.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fun for sure. The fucking rap songs are so great. Those guys are so stupid.
Who do you think it's parodying more? Like, Justin Timberlake or, like,
Oh, he's Bieber. One of the cameos, too.
Or the Biebs.
Or is it really just an amalgamation of kind of everybody?
Yeah, it's sort of a combo. I was reading some thing. Yeah, it's like it's just a combination of, yeah. I mean, he's definitely like a tattooed white boy idiot, so I could see some Bieber for sure.
Yeah.
But then he like used to be in a group, but then got too big and is by himself now, so that's sort of like Justin Timberlake. Yeah, little combos.
Well, that's cool that like Timberlake's even in it.
Yeah, he has there's a ton of people in it.
Yeah.
Some of them don't, like, he didn't play himself in it. A lot of the musicians play themselves. He had a part in it, but...
Nice.
Yeah, it's funny. It was really, really silly.
Very
really
cool. Speaking silly. Of Snoop Dogg, he was smoking pot on one of the press conference streams.
Oh, cool.
Just right while playing a game. Yeah, nobody else was, and he was just had a joint hanging out of his mouth, and it was actually lit, and he was smoking it in, like, downtown L.A.
Hell yeah. Fucking sweet boy.
Sweet cool. boy.
Yeah, yeah. Go check it out. Pretty good.
I do actually want to see it. I love everything Lonely Island does. So,
yeah, there's some fucking great like lines. Great one-liners.
Give us MacGruber 2, please.
Please.
All right, come on, MacGruber 2. Will Forte was in it, but only for a second. Didn't even have a line.
Oh my god! What?
I mean, I'm sure it just like didn't make the cutting room floor. Yeah, but
I love. Give us MacTuber.
MacTuber. I would love MacGruber 2.
Yep.
MacGruber Tuber.
God.
Josh, you have the movie, right?
Yes.
MacGruber Tuber?
Yeah.
I need to rewatch.
Actually, I would love to watch it again.
Yeah.
I have the unrated one.
Oh, shit.
I think I will review the 9-minute gameplay footage of the new God of War game. Called God of War.
Nice. Dude.
Hey, Josh.
What?
Could you review for us in 3 words, no more, no less?
Mm-hmm.
The 9-minute game footage that you watched at E3 of the new God of War of a game,
mm-hmm.
followed by a cat meow mm-hmm. that's the God of Love would say.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. RPG update mature.
What if he never stopped saying words? Wow.
Truly lovely.
Yeah. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
No wonder it's the God of Love. Cat of Love.
More like a goddess of love. Goddess. High pitched voice, yeah.
So yeah, it looks like the new God of War game looks like Last of Us in terms of like its update. Before they were kind of like not really cartoony, but more like animation style, just like crazy hack and slash. Kratos is the main character. He's pretty one noted individual, just always yelling and angry and stuff. Looks like they're giving a little more depth. That was like the mature update. This one has Norse mythology instead of Greek mythology, like all previous God of War games. And an RPG looks like there's some kind of like leveling up system in terms of like skills. Like in the footage you see he's with his son and they're like, hunting a deer and he like tracks it and like, ooh, plus 25 to tracking. It's like that's a whole new thing. So it looked really cool because I had kind of gotten... I don't really, I guess burnt out on God of War. Like I wouldn't if they told me they're making a new God of War game and it was just like the other ones. I'm like, okay, like I've played those games.
I'd
play it, but I wouldn't be as stoked because I would know what I was about to get. I was like, all right, I'm gonna get a better graphics version of every game I've played previously. Mm-hmm. But this looks like a totally new style. Like looks like the combat that is seems similar. Like
a fun way to make an update.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like when you play, it looks like when you're fighting someone, it looks like that is similar. So you're not gonna be like. You know, it's not like a whole new game, but like everything in between. It's like, oh, okay. They really try to change things up and bring you something new that God of War fans have not played in that franchise before. So it looks cool. I was very interested in it.
They did say it is a sequel. So at the end of God of War 3, he has killed every Greek god.
Yeah.
And he is a demigod at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the world is completely shattered and born anew and destroyed. And at some point, I guess he found his way to like Scandinavia, Norway-ish.
Yeah.
And trying to get his shit together.
Mm. Valhalla.
And, yeah. And they said the main theme of the thing is a shitty father trying to get his shit together for his family.
Oh.
So it seems pretty cool theme for a video game.
He's got a big beard. He's got this kid with him who he never says by name, and his kid looks like he has some kind of lightning ability. Yep. So one, you know, it seems like possibly they're setting up. Yeah, Thor, because it's Norse mythology. So I think his son could be Thor, and then maybe Kratos will become, like, he will kind of start the Norse mythology. He will be Odin. He's got a big beard like Odin. Maybe at some point he'll lose an eye, have an eye patch.
Yep.
In the game.
Yeah, I do think, I even said while watching him, like, that's totally going to be Thor, and you're going to be, you know, Odin at the end of it. So the entire process will you become, like, the thing you hate, which is, like, the gods. So it'll be very interesting to see how
become
he
the top god.
Feels about that.
Who's the Norse god of war? Is there a Norse god of war actually with that title?
I think it's Thor.
Because he's like the god of thunder.
But there are different, they have different like
titles. I didn't know if there was like a specific war god. I've looked it up in Norse mythology.
But thinking about it, it'd be cool to see like Sif. It'd be cool to see, you know, Valkyrie, like all these
real Norse
mythology. People. They said they were also looking for Egypt. They were thinking about setting it in Egypt too, but they went with Norse because it's a little more barren.
Yeah,
which is very cool.
Okay. Yeah, looked cool. So many of the trailers that Sony showed got me mad hyped.
Mad hype, bro.
Crash Bandicoot, baby.
Mad hype, bro.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that next week. But I think I got to hear the prediction again. But I'm pretty sure.
How are we doing on timer now? How long is this episode?
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's something I wanted to ask Brian about.
Oh, ask him. Yeah.
I saw that you did the escape room with Todd and them.
Yeah, how that's on that? My list of shit to talk about. Yeah, we did an escape room in downtown LA. That it was the first one I've ever done. Todd did it once before. I think like there were 12 of us total. I think everybody else maybe it was their first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was really awesome. There's different themes, I guess. So we did this one that was like a detective, like an old school detective's office.
Cool.
And so we had to go in. They just bring you to this like pre-room. They're like, okay, this is what's going down, like in the scene, you know, and you need to like find out who stole the jewels, and you got to find the jewels, and you got to escape the room, and whatever. There's like a few objectives.
Yeah.
And then they just open the door, and you just walk in, and it's just this big room that's set up like a, you know, whatever, I don't know, 50s, 40s, 50s detective's office.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And then they're just like, go. And so like there's one woman who like sat at the desk in the room, didn't say anything, but was just like there to
like
be
an
like
an actor? Or like, someone there to like help.
Just to like make sure we weren't doing like moving things. Furniture we weren't supposed to, or if, you know, and she would be like, you know, if we like overlooked something, she'd be like, maybe look at that again, and be like, oh, okay. So you just like went. So we all just like started going to different parts of the office and like finding, you know, it's like I found this little thing that had like, it said like X equals 27. And I was like, all right, here's a thing. And everybody just kept doing that. And then you just like find all these things around the whole room and end up seeing that some of them fit together. And you get 60 minutes to do it. We escaped the room.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
With 2 minutes to spare.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we barely made it. And also the room that we did was the hardest room at that facility. Only 9% of people.
I was going to say that they tell you the percentage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyone just try to open the door and see if it was locked or not?
No.
Oh, okay. Because what if that was if you would just open the door.
That would have been great.
Yeah,
it was super fun, man. It's doing all these puzzles and you have to like, the coolest thing is you have the shit you're finding. It's like you have to make sure everybody else knows that you found that and vice versa because something that they just found
could match
maybe
up.
Yeah, connects.
Yeah, so Todd is putting together his own escape room.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it this Saturday.
Oh, nice.
At noon.
Yeah.
He's like built one in his house.
That's awesome.
He built one in his garage. It's like a casino themed one.
Nice.
Which I can only imagine it's going to be good because he is like that exact type of guy that
goes all out for these things.
And
he's just smart, you know, he gets it.
With Todd at the thing, I feel like he'd be very good at this because hearing him at field day
with
a lot of like the mind like trivia stuff, I was just like, damn, he's real good at that kind of stuff.
Yeah. He was I'm not surprised at all that he's making his own. Yeah, it's really fun. There's actually one right across the street from my house also called Maze. Like, there's these escape rooms everywhere, I realized. And in other cities and stuff, too. Like, I knew I had started hearing about them, but...
Yeah, back when I was driving for Uber one time, I drove two guys who... Their company, like, made all of their employees do escape rooms as, like, a team-building exercise.
Oh, cool,
and they were in two different ones. Like, one of them, I forget what one person's theme was, but the other one was, like, space. Like, they were in, like, a spaceship, in space, and they had to figure out how to get out of the shuttle or something like that.
There's ones where, there's a zombie in the room with you, and you have to get out before he kills you.
Oh, no.
And, like, all different fun themes, yeah.
I'm going to create my own escape room.
Yeah.
And it'll be, like, you know, two at a time. And, like, come in the room, but there'll be no puzzles and nothing. Right. I'll just lock the door, and you'll die.
Right. And you just have to get out before you slash us.
Yeah, but yeah. You really can't.
So it's a murder room.
Yeah.
You're going to start murdering.
Just a padded
people.
Room, and yeah. Just, you just die.
Cool. And everyone will be like, thinking it's fun, looking for clues and yeah. stuff, and then I'll just like look through the window and be like, there are no clothes. What are you doing? Like, I just locked
you
in here.
I'm just going to kill you, you
yeah.
idiots.
Yeah, you're just
how much do they pay
it?
You? I mean, you're getting rich off this too, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting rich, plus you're like killing people.
Yep.
This is going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and just opt out of it right now.
No.
I don't want to do it.
Nah, you got to be one of the test subjects to make sure it works.
Shit.
Right. Because like when people hide bodies, they're so dumb about it.
People are always so dumb about
like,
hiding
so dumb
dead
about
bodies.
Hiding bodies. Yeah. Like me, I'm going to attach them to weather balloons and launch them to the sky.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
That seems interesting. Seems yep. like that's pretty dumb.
How is that dumb? That's a good way to hide a dead body.
No, people are going to notice that there's things in the sky.
No. Like, hey, what's that? Oh, it's just a weather balloon.
Well, a regular
person
worked.
It worked for like UFOs. No, no. And when the government looks into it, they'll be like, oh, it must be one of our weather balloons that is really a UFO we're covering up.
No, but then they will like go ask the weather people, like, yo, did you send a balloon up over here? And they're like, no. And they're like, okay, well, we better go check that out.
Well, I'll get a friend who works at the weather department.
Well, now we're talking.
Yeah, he'll be like, yes.
You got to get it inside.
Yes,
man.
I sent it up, and there are two dummies hanging
But then
out
he's going to expect some of the cut of the money, and then you have to split it. And
that's like, fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You're not a businessman.
I'll murder him eventually.
You're
take
no
his,
businessman.
Get his bank account.
Oh, got it. Okay. Murder him, get his bank account. No big deal.
Know what I mean? I'm a smart dude. I'm a smart dude over here, guys. That's cool. I want to do one.
Yeah.
I want to do one. I want to do one.
We should do them. We should do one. I would love to do one
again. I'm excited to hear about how Todd's is.
Yeah. Y'all should come do it.
This
Saturday at noon.
Yeah. I think I can go. I'm not sure if I can yet.
I think
Chad's going.
I think I start wandering at 3.
So do I. It's only an hour. It's from 12 to 1.
Yeah.
Still gives you... I start wandering at 3:30.
Oh, plus, he lives in the valley. So
yeah.
True.
Be right up there. Nice, boys.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it, baby.
Do it, baby.
Do it, baby.
Do it, baby. Well, Brian, you got anything else you want to chat about?
No.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for podcast episode 37.
No. 6, baby.
35?
No, 6.
34?
No, you're getting further away. 6.
Oh, it must be 32 then.
Ah, fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the probably sounds awful, unrated, unstarred podcast on iTunes.
Uncut.
Episode 36. I'm one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. You can find me outside of E3 staring longingly, trying to get in at, you know, Figueroa and 8th or 10th or whatever the hell the street name is. And you can also find me on twitch.tv/Kovalik317. I haven't streamed anything recently, but I'm thinking about streaming some Uncharted multiplayer pretty soon.
Yeah.
Now that I'm getting good up enough. There and ranked, and Josh and I can join in finally together. Well, I'm going to try out maybe some more wandering tonight. I might Uber tonight around.
Oh,
somewhere.
Nice.
So,
fuck yeah.
And not like actually working. I might just take an Uber. I'm letting everyone know I might go somewhere tonight.
Just browse. Oh, God. Browse LA.
Yeah. So I might just browse LA. I might, find what works for me and what doesn't and enjoy my life.
What do you think an Uber driver would do if you just got in and you're just like, give me a tour. Take me around.
Give me a tour. And I would expect you to please talk to me the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm going to need like a really good guide. Like you need to tell me about things as we pass them.
Josh and I had a Lyft experience yesterday, and it's just again shows me why I don't like Waze.
Oh,
yeah. Very strange way going home.
He was going around, back and forth, and he was going like literally was going around his elbow to get to his ass.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a saying I like. Josh, what's
I
up?
Love
Who are
that
you?
Saying.
Hey, I am.
Shut up, Brian.
I'm 0.5 of your hosts.
Interesting.
Not a full host. Point
five. Oh, I thought you were saying he's 0.5. Like, of a full one, he thinks he's better than
I'm half a host. I'm half a man.
I'll agree with that.
0.5 a host with 0.08 blood alcohol.
Damn.
Content.
Boom.
I'm messed up, you guys.
Oh, my God.
I mean, not really, but just enough messed up where I'm going to get arrested.
Right.
And my name is Josh, if I hadn't said that already. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh. I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/primordialbooze. And I'm in this chair right now. You can find me in any of those places. That's it. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's me, Brian. You can find me on Twitter at TheFakePCK.
Brian, go ahead.
Come on. I was enjoying that.
Yeah. I was going to go down a different route and then get really mean.
Hey,
and angry.
It's me, Brian. I'm one of your hosts. I'm on Twitter at _BPCK.
Actually, you got to say it's at BP. I mean, at underscore.
Come on, that was
BPCK.
One time, guys. Come on.
Brian. I got a motorcycle. I got a helmet. And like, I have a sweet, sweet man bun. So just telling you stuff about me.
So much cool stuff about me, guys.
Sweet, sweet cinnamon man bun. Cinnamon bun.
It's a cinnamon bun.
Yeah, you put cinnamon on it.
I wish like every time I put my hair up, it turned into a cinnamon bun, and then I can just take it away and eat it.
I look real. It would happen once, and then you would eat your hair.
No, it would grow back.
Cool.
Okay, then yeah, you would. Does just the bun part turn into a cinnamon bun?
It just turns into a bun over the real bun, so I just pull it off. Everything else is normal. I just have a cinnamon bun.
But then you have this giant missing hair portion.
No, the hair stays the same. It grows around the hair. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. But there is like probably some frosting and stuff in my hair, so I'll have to wash that out.
What is the science behind that?
No one else is talking about science.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter at _BPCK. Check out my website, imbck.com. And don't shoot anybody.
Please. What goes around comes around.
Love all.
Love is a verb.
That's right.
I like that. Well said. Well spoken.
There's an Incubus song. That's a lyric. Love is a verb here in my room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Man, I haven't listened to the bus in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
This is another Incubus lyric.
It's been a while. It's another lyric by Stained. By Stained.
That is a Stained lyric.
Trees have leaves. Roots have boots.
Roots have boots?
Yeah, you know.
Isn't that Incubus? Isn't that Incubus lyric?
This is a really good line from an Incubus song.
Trees have leaves, roots have boots.
The higher you are, the further you can fall. Just ask any coconut.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
Damn. Damn. Boom. The Incubus.
Boom.
Truer words were never said.
That's also an Incubus line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Truer words were never said.
Boom. Nailed it.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and end this train wreck. Bye.
Bye.
Say it.